series of carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Last spring, in a Nebraska prairie, workers carrying drip torches carefully burned a narrow strip of prairie grass. They were creating the perimeter for a prescribed burn, a planned fire that removes dry vegetation and reduces the risk of severe wildfire. But this was not your typical burn crew. The team was composed almost entirely of women.
In fire as a whole, we tend to see that women make up somewhere around 10% of the workforce. You know, many women who work in fire are the only woman on their entire crew. There's a lot of siloing and isolation.
Lainia Quinn Davidson directs the Women in Fire Training Exchange Program. It runs 2-week-long training events for women from various backgrounds, from professional firefighters to those who have never worked with fire. She says that as climate change increases the risk of devastating wildfires, there's a growing need for a wide range of people who understand and are trained in techniques like prescribed burning.
You want different kinds of people thinking about the problems, and you want different kinds of leadership. You want people to feel comfortable in the work so that they can operate at their best.
So she says the program is helping expand and strengthen that workforce. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This week, as part of our 2-hour mixtape, in the first hour alone, I've got music coming from Throwing Muses, Marianne Faithfull, Mavis Staples, Alabama Shakes, new music from Valerie June, new music from Lucy Dacus, Ezra Furman on the way. And like I say, this is all first hour. We are going to launch the entire 2-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy on a sad note. There is no other word for that than the passing of an absolute trailblazer. Earlier this month, so sad to see that Jill Sobule passed away. Jill Sobule passed away May 1st from a house fire. She was only 66 years old, still recording new music, expecting a new album on its way, in the middle of touring. Such a heavy heart to have to announce that Jill Sobule is gone. She was an absolute groundbreaking, award-winning singer, songwriter, and fierce human rights activist. We need people like Jill right now. She was so vocal about what is going on and against what is going on in the United States. And to be cut down in the middle of that just breaks my heart. Jill Sobule made history with her 1995 single, I Kissed a Girl, which turned out to be the first openly gay themed song ever to crack the Billboard Top 20. So if you are a queer kid of the 1990s like me, Jill Sobule's I Kissed a Girl really in many ways was an anthem, a rallying cry. So only for a few years later to have Katy Perry so ignorantly kind of grab that title and turn it into her own performative pop hit felt like an act of betrayal. It was about 8 years ago I had a chance to see Jill Sobule live in Ann Arbor, and she talked about that. And she talked about how there was no hard feelings about it. But then she launched into this song. And I think it just encapsulates the tongue-in-cheek, clever songwriting, the storytelling that Jill Sobule was able to do with just a song. Again, the world needs more Jill Sobules for that fierce activism, for that clever, humorous songwriting. Let her life and legacy be an inspiration for so many future girly, so groovy acts. Jill Sobule right now here on Girly, So Groovy.
I could slip. Like my time with you till you run and you rave, wishing fast.
time. I didn't like her love, I liked the climate. She was my sister then, was running out of time and one liners. And I was afraid, like you are, when you're too young to know the time. So I watched the wave, take your fear and pour the horizon. Point, you have a word for every woman you can lay your eyes on. Like you own them just because you bought the time. And you turn to me, you say you hope I'm not threatened. Oh, 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 I'm not that petty. As cool as I am, I thought you'd know this already. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women. So now we're at a club. Watch the woman dancing, she is drunk. And she is smiling, and she's falling in a slow descending funk. And the whole bar is loud and proud, and everybody's trying, yeah. You play the artist, saying is it how she moves or how she looks. I say it's loneliness, suspended to our own like grappling hooks. And as long as she's got noise, she's fine. But I could teach her how I learned to dance when the music's ended. Oh, 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 and that's not petty. As cool as I am, I thought you know this already. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women. You tried to is just like time, it catches up and it just keeps going. Oh, oh, oh. So I'm leaving, you can find out how much better things can get. And if it helps, I'd say I feel a little worse than I did when we met. So when you find someone else, you can try again, might work next time. You look out of the kitchen window and you shake your head and say, oh, if I could believe that stuff, I'd say that woman has a halo. And I look out and say, yeah, she's really blonde. And then I go outside to join the others. I am the others. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
reaching back well over 40 years ago. That is British UK folk rock singer-songwriter Joan Armatrading with her song Drop the Pilot. That's from her 1983 album, The Key. In the middle, it is music from singer-songwriter Dar Williams, an artist whose warm, witty, socially conscious songs have made her a major figure in contemporary folk. We heard her song As Cool As I Am. That comes from her 1996 album, Mortal City. And then starting off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is a heartbroken goodbye to singer-songwriter Jill Sabuel, who passed away earlier this month, May 1st, in a house fire, struck down while still in recording mode, ready to release a new album, touring that new album. Such a, talk about a socially conscious singer-songwriter. The world needs more Jill Sabuli. We heard her song Bitter. That comes from her 1997 album, Happy Town. If you enjoyed what you heard, you need now more than ever to check out Jill Sabuel's collection of just incredible music that she's made. I promise you, before we wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy, we'll make room for one more Jill Sabuel song before the 2 hours is over. Okay, we are going to keep things moving. How about some folk rock out of Australia? It is folk rock duo Oh Pep right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Even my 25th birthday, you come knocking at my door at night. I tried a hole in my head, a hole in my pocket. Nothing makes me feel as high as the silhouette of your body in the dim of the hallway light. You move flat. Nothing had me prepared for this. I move right. Nothing had me prepared for this.
Nothing had me prepared for you. I move right. Nothing had me prepared for you. You move left. Nothing. about what we want and cannot have, and I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder.
Way that way.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Chicago's very own frenetic trans singer, songwriter, Ezra Furman, with her song Love You So Bad. That's from her 2018 album, Transangelic Exodus. I am so excited for the new album to come from Ezra Furman. From the time of recording this,